We all have a season for our hurts, pains, trials, and tribulation. But can we bear the pain that will come upon us when our time comes? When hurt hits us suddenly? In the book of Job, his friends accuse him of sinning. They couldn't endure his suffering. They needed a reason for his suffering, and there was none. So, they jumped to conclusions about his suffering. If you ever spend time with a suffering friend, then you know that it is hard to remain silent and not try to give some reason why this had to happen. The same goes for Job's three friends. Can you imagine what Job was thinking when his friends accused him of sin when he did not sin? All of the tribulation was the will of God for Job, believe it or not. I had people say to me, "Why are you going through all of this sickness? This is not your year. Have you sinned or something?" I just couldn't believe what people were saying. All I could say was, "No, I have not." There is a blessing in this. Psalm 35 says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." I was waiting on my morning. People will look at what you are going through and judge you according to what they see. But if you can get a few people, family, friends, church members, to stand with you and be there for you when you are going through, those are the ones you need in your life. Job 42:10 says, "The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." So, we have to pray for our friends. God did give me family, extended family, friends, and church members who were with me during my affliction. Job did not have that. Remember that whatever you go through, there is a purpose in it. God will use that purpose to bring deliverance in someone else's life. So, while you are going through the process and giving birth to the pain, keep before you the vision that is the promise of God to bring forth the supernatural power of God within you. There is an assignment He has for you to do.